Erevin Perik Zion Mishnah Ches 7-8, and now we discuss how much food needs to be in the Shituf. And the truth is, this Mishnah applies equally for both the Shituf and Muvaos as well as the Erevei Chatzeros. The amount of food that needs to be there, as disclosed in this Mishnah, will be the same quantity both for the Erev and the Shituf. The only difference is when it comes to the Erevei Chatzeros, you have to use bread, and when you make the Shituf and Muvaos, you could use other types of food as well. So let me explain this Mishnah outside first. It's not difficult, but it'll be easier to explain first without getting into the words. There are two possibilities for how much food you need. The principle is you need to have a significant amount of food, but significance can be one of two ways. Either it could be measured based on the number of individuals, if each individual household actually, if each household makes some token, but significant token contribution towards the Eruv, so then that's going to be significant, sufficiently significant to establish the Shituv Mavos, Erevei Chatzeros, and the number, the quantity for that is going to be one grogeris, a volume of, let's say, bread. So that means you're talking about one dried figs volume. So each home would contribute one dried fig volume of bread to the Shituv, and then, or the Erev, and then you'd have enough in aggregate enough food to establish an Erevei Chatzeros or Shituv Mavos, no problem. As we said before, no need to actually go knocking on all the doors. You can take one loaf of bread that's big enough, that has in it the volume of one grogeris per home, and everything's going to be fine. The second possibility is that there are a lot of people living in the Chatzer or in the Mavoi. And if that's the case, if in aggregate the amount of food in the Shituf or the Erev is going to be significant in and of itself, so then that's also going to be okay, even if that ends up being less than one grogeris per household. So how much is significant in aggregate? The answer is the enough food for two meals for one person. So if there's enough food there for two meals, so then that's considered to be significant all to itself. One explanation for this Tos Yontov is that that's the two Iker meals of Shabbos. Others get different explanations, but the point is, once you have two meals worth of food, so then that's significant, and it doesn't matter if there's not enough to even be one grogeris per person. So that's the gist of the Mishnah. In terms of volumes and how those shake out in more familiar terms, it's actually a machlokus, how many beitzim, how many egg volumes there are in 18 grogros, and 18 dried figs. One shita is that the grogeris is a third of an egg, and that being the case, you need six beitzim in total, six eggs volume. And the other shita is that it's almost a half, a little less than half of an egg, and that would mean you need eight grogros, eight dried figs volume in total. Excuse me, eight beitzim in total. In the volume of the Erev or the Shituf, the Shulchan Aruch brings both Shitas. The Mishnah Berurah says L'charchila b'machmir for the larger Shita, but Yevid you're okay with the smaller Shita. Fine. So that's the story of the Mishnah in a nutshell. Here we see inside it says Kamahu Shi'uro, what is the requisite amount you need to have for your Shituf? And like I said before, equally true for the Chatzer. Just we're talking about Shituf in as much as we've been talking about the Shituf Mavos the past couple of Mishnayos. So what's the Shi'ur? Bezman Shehen Merubin, if the number of residences is large, meaning 18 or more. So then, mazon shtei seudos l'chulam. For all those residences to be incorporated into a single shituf and mavos, or erev chatzeros, all you need is enough food for two meals. Again, that's 18 grogros, six or eight beitzim, and that's all you need in total. Bezman shen mu'atin, if there are not so many residents in the mavoi, or the chatzer, meaning they're fewer than 18, so then could grogeris each household needs to contribute or have given on their behalf one dried figs volume lehotzas Shabbos lechol echad ve'echad per household. Now lehotzas Shabbos is the gears we have in front of us, and most Mishnahs have that. It actually does not appear in the Gemara. This ostensibly is coming to tell you where does the volume of a dried fig come from. Why is that the requisite amount per household? And it's suggesting here because we're looking for something, a contribution that has some modicum of significance. And he will call back from Hilchos Shabbos when it comes to the transferring of foodstuffs. In general, the rule is the threshold for culpability is a grogeris, a dried fig's volume of food, because that's considered to be significant, a significant amount, and therefore the Mishnah here is referencing that principle and saying the threshold for significance when it comes to food is a grogeris, one dried fig, and therefore each person, each household has to give one dried fig towards the heir for the shituf to be considered to have made some significant contribution. So the words then would read, Bizman Shehen Mu'atin, if there are few people, meaning fewer than 18 households, Kugrogeris, then each, there needs to be one dried fig per household, Lotzas Shabbos, the same quantity that is there that applies to transferring on Shabbos, because that indicates significance, L'chol Echad V'Echad, for each and every residence, meaning every household, one Grogeris per household, if they're up to 17.